Welcome, everybody. This is Jenny. I am a blessing giver here in Alaska, and I'd like to welcome you to the Christ Blessing Call today. I am filling in for Glenda on the call board. She's going to be on in just a few minutes, I think. She is finishing up the Christ Blessing Seminar there in Texas with some new blessing givers and some old blessing givers, or at least some blessing givers who've done the blessing seminar before. And the board I'm on right now is a little bit new to me, so I hope you'll bear with me. In the meantime, while we're waiting for Glenda, if you have any blessing requests that you'd like to add, please feel free to call in, or if you'd like to request a blessing for anybody else or for any other thing. To get on the call, once again, some of you may know, press *6, and then I think you wait, and then you press 1, and that will put you into the queue, and hopefully I can see you, and then answer your call. So, let's see. Or anything else? I think that's anything else. If anyone senses that there are any problems, hopefully you can let me know. Okay, I don't see Glenda on yet, so I'll keep looking while I answer some of the calls. So we've got a call here now from area code 903. You're on.
This is Ben Shekels with Stormy's Music.
Hi, Ben.
I know Glenda from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Do you have a blessing request?
Or do you my blessing is being answered with your service.
Oh, lovely. That's great.
I knew Glenda before she did any lectures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Stormy's Music. I'm the man with the angel music that she heard such a long time ago, if you know that story.
It sounds a little familiar, but I don't remember.
She was visited by an angel that spoke to her in music that transposed into words, and she was thanked for how well she had shared the Lamb and the Lion with so many churches for over 2 years. I went to her home a week later to let her hear some of my keyboard music. I'm a guitarist, keyboard, and sing, and when she heard the third song I put out of 5, she said that sounded like the angel song that she heard. Wasn't exactly, but she recognized it, and we became friends after that.
Wow.
I get to bless the blessed.
Yes.
And I've been blessed. God lets me know if I'm not a blessing to his people, he will bless me again and again until I know that I'm a blessing. Then I go out and bless his people.
That's lovely. Thank you, Ben. I see that Glenda's on the call here, so I'm going to take her call because she may be waiting there with the other blessing givers. Thank you. Glenda?
Hi, Jenny.
Hey. Hi, Glenda.
Thanks so much for doing this, and I can see you are doing a great job. We are so ready. And I want I'm just going to ask everybody to say hi. So everybody got a big hi from us here, and we are so ready to offer a blessing. Jenny, have you taken all of the people who wanted to ask for a blessing?
Well, we have. Looks like we have about 4 more people here on the line.
Okay.
Take
here's my suggestion. You take their request. but we won't have any more comments. Okay, because we really do need, because we've got our timing in our seminar. But we do want their requests for our blessing so we can know who we're, and I'll get you to give me everybody's name, okay?
Okay. Great. Let's see if I can, if I lose you, you'll have to call back in.
I'll call back in, don't worry.
Okay, because I don't know if I'm going to let you off when I answer the next call.
That's all right. That's okay.
All right. Okay, great. All right. Now we have a caller from area code 281. 281. You're on. Do you have a blessing request?
Hi, Jenny. It's Kathy calling from Houston, and I was just calling to let you know that I could hear you earlier, but I do have a quick request. I would just like for us all to keep in our hearts the request that we all love each other since our last election. Please, all of us, let's just love each other and for others to do the same and for our leaders to lead according to the goodness of their hearts as prompted by God. And that's my request then.
Thank you. All right. Now we have a call from Maura. Hi, Maura. You're on. I don't know if your phone is muted. Maura, are you there?
I am now. I think I had it muted. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I want to say thank you for, was it Kathy that just called in? Her request would be very similar to mine. And, in fact, it would be almost identical. So I will just say amen to her request. And also welcome the new, blessing givers. And, let's just say we are so blessed to have Yeshua and Glenda with us through these times to guide us and help us along, and they're doing a beautiful job. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Maura. Okay. Now the next call, I believe, Lori, perhaps?
My wife's name shows up on ID. It's Rick Kraniak in Detroit, and a friend of mine is working with a group that is silent, has a hard time having a voice, and it's an enormous amount of illegal immigrants that are forced into trafficking, either for body parts or prostitution or slave labor. And they, a lot of times, don't have anyone to speak for them and bless them. So on behalf of them domestically and internationally, I ask for a blessing.
Thank you. Okay, next call from Gina, perhaps.
Hi, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. And I just want to ask for a blessing for my business, my new business that is helping to empower women.
Thank you. Okay, we are, it looks like we're ready for Glenda. And Glenda, you are on now.
Hi. Those were great requests. And Jenny, do you have any other names you want me to put on the list so I can tell everybody here?
The ones that we had from today were from Ben, Kathy, Maura.
Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Ben, Kathy, and Maura.
And Rick and Gina.
And Rick and Gina. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have them all. And we've got those in our heart, and we would just really very much like to get started, and I'm going to... Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yes. We just got another request from Sandy, or at least Sandy. The name Sandy popped up on the board.
Okay, we'll take Sandy. We'll take Sandy's request. But that will probably need to be the last one.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Sandy. Is that your name?
Hi. Yes, it is. I would like to make a request for assistance to release old patterns of taking on the pain of others and humanity and stepping into a bigger role as a light worker.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Glenda, we are ready for you.
Sure. Okay. We have everybody now. I am going to get off of speaker mode because I think can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better.
You would be able to. Okay. So let us begin. Everybody receiving a blessing, please be seated with your hands and feet uncrossed and your hearts open. Allow your attention to just fall peacefully into your heart. We're going to ask that you pray the prayer of your heart during the time that we convey the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of God for you. We are just the conveyors of this. The blessing is divine, not human. It is coming to you from the realms of heaven and directed toward your infinite potential to be whatever it can be for you and all that it can be for you now. And we encourage you to come back to the blessing many times to receive as much as you can, that the blessings may build for you. I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua, and then the blessing givers and I will offer the blessing for you. Once we are complete, I will say amen. And I would like you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes. And don't think any thoughts, because that will bring your mind into the whole process. And your mind will block certain things. It might limit your ability to receive. It might go back onto limitations or doubts. You want to be just completely open to God. And whatever can come and flow in and through you and be assimilated. That's your period of assimilating the blessing. And you will probably continue assimilating the blessing for hours after that, or even days. It does continue. It doesn't just end when it's over. This is not something like a massage you get. This is a gift. This is a gift from the divine. And it will follow you according to your needs. I'm going to begin my prayer now, and I would ask that all blessing givers who wish to join us will stand. And not just the blessing givers in this room, but our veteran blessing givers from around the world who join us on Sunday and extend the blessing around the world. And also know, everyone who receives, that it will not just be for you, but it will be for everyone whose life you touch. Yeshua, our dear friend, our Lord, our teacher, the one who loves us unconditionally, who walks beside us through our good times and our hard times, strengthens our faith, and directs our hope toward positive potential and opportunity. We ask that you be with everyone today, and especially those who ask for a blessing, for their needs in life and their desires to create, to love and serve. We ask that you be with all of us as we face a bright new future. Help us to see it as bright instead of regretting what may have been in the past. Help us to work with one another, to love one another, and to care for those that we don't even know. We ask all of this in the spirit forever and ever. Amen. We will begin.
Amen. Now, go and rest. Be with God. And know that God is with you. Assimilate, rejoice, and be filled with His blessing. Bye-bye for now. We'll see you next week.